The World This Week, Politics.
Mahinda Rajapaksa resigned as Prime Minister of Sri Lanka amid a wave of violence as the country endures its worst ever economic crisis. Gotabaya Rajapaksa, the President, and Mahinda's younger brother also came under pressure to step down. Protesters burned down politicians' houses and a museum dedicated to the Rajapaksas, whom they blame for crippling shortages of food and fuel and for runaway inflation. Gotabaya called for the opposition to join a government of national unity and ordered the army to shoot rioters on sight. Ferdinand Marcos Jr., better known as Bongbong, won the Philippines presidential election. The son of a former dictator who was overthrown by the People Power Revolution in 1986, Mr. Marcos asked not to be judged by his ancestors, but by his actions. One of his first actions was to visit his father's grave in Manila. Sara Duterte, the daughter of the outgoing president Rodrigo Duterte, won the vice presidency. The Taliban issued a decree that in effect requires women in Afghanistan to wear a veil in public whenever they leave their homes. North Korea ordered cities to lock down after admitting to its first COVID infections since the pandemic began more than 2 years ago. Finland's president and prime minister recommended that the country formally join NATO, a potential reversal of 80 years of neutrality. Before Russia's invasion of Ukraine, only about 20% of Finns supported membership. That figure is now around 70%. Sweden is also expected to say it will join. One of the supposed goals of Russia's invasion was to stop NATO's expansion. If the two countries' parliaments approve the change, it will have achieved the opposite. America's House of Representatives approved an extra $40 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine. There was some resistance from Republicans, which could slow the bill's passage in the Senate. America imposed more sanctions on Russia, and the G7 made a commitment to ban Russian oil imports in a timely and orderly fashion. Jill Biden, Joe Biden's wife, visited a border town in Ukraine where she met Olena Zelenska, the wife of Ukraine's president. It was Mrs. Zelenska's first public appearance since the Russian invasion began in February. In Northern Ireland, the nationalist Sinn Féin party took the most seats in assembly elections. It is the first time since Ireland's partition in 1921 that unionists have not been the biggest party in the province. Disagreement over the Northern Ireland Protocol, a post-Brexit deal which creates a customs barrier with the rest of the United Kingdom, is proving to be an obstacle to restoring the government in Belfast.